Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity with your host, David Heimer.
Hi, everybody. This is David Heimer. Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity. Mike Ritter is the president and owner of Great Lakes Heating, Air Conditioning, Electrical, and Plumbing in South Bend, Indiana. Great Lakes is well known for tremendous growth, for their commitment to ethical business practices, and for being a great place to work. One of the many things I particularly enjoy about Mike is that he's an out-of-the-box thinker, always willing to consider and try new things. So about 18 months ago, I was particularly interested when Mike told me that he was doing his own recruiting event. So this was going to be a multi-hour event held at their offices, promoted heavily in local media, including radio and TV. So the idea was to get as many people in there as possible and allow them to meet and be recruited by Mike and his team in person. So, since Mike is at the Service Nation International Roundtable in New Orleans, as I am this week, I thought it'd be great to sit down with him, have him tell us more about his recruiting event, what the results were, and what he learned. So, Mike Ritter, welcome to Profiles in Prosperity, and thank you for taking the time to talk with me today.
Well, first off, here we are a year later, and I still have results rolling in from that single event I did in the end of March 2017.
Fabulous.
So, what I wanted to do is I wanted to be able to show the community what we're doing and who we were about. So it was all about the culture. And we set up four different stations, and we had the people that came in would rotate. They'd spend 15 minutes at each station. Of course, I had to have my team involved. And you know what? They're getting to have a say in who they work with. So that also built my culture, reinforced what I wanted. So they would go from one station to the next. We had planned an hour for that. We had so many people show up for the event. I actually had to do an impromptu additional fifth station. We did stuff like shoot paintball guns, make up sheet metal dust pans. We played charades. And anything that we had done in the last year in our training classes that we have every Tuesday, and they all had a point behind them. Paintball, for example, we'd shoot at clay pigeons. You never hit it the first time. Kind of like when you go into the customer and you offer them something, they might say no, but you don't stop shooting. You don't stop asking for that. Then I had a stand-up presentation where I told them about the company, showed them what we were about, showed them the newer technology that we're utilizing. At the very beginning, when everybody came in, they were given an envelope. That envelope had something in it, and I told them, this is your gift for coming. There's up to a $200 gift card in one of these. The lowest is $25. If you decide this isn't the place for you, go ahead and take it and leave. But otherwise, wait till the end to open it. So when we're all done, I told everybody, take out your envelopes. Don't open them yet. But if you want a guaranteed face-to-face interview with me, because I can't interview everybody, but we'll schedule it this next week, turn that envelope back in and it'll guarantee you a slot. Now, they didn't know if they had $25 in there or $200 in there, but the event ended at 9:30 on a weeknight, and at 10:30, I still had people waiting in line to talk to me to give me their envelope back. Of course, I let them keep the envelope. It was just seeing how much of a buy-in I got and how much they really wanted to be part of my team. To back it all up, though, you really have to, when you're advertising and marketing it, you have to think who you're marketing to.
Step back one step before that. So this was an event. And it was an event just for you guys. And it started in the evening. What time did it start?
It started at 6:30.
6:30 to 9:30 was the planned thing?
Correct.
Okay. And it was during the week?
We purposefully did it during the week, yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yep.
And the idea was just, one, let people know who we are. Two, let's get some great employees. Was that the plan?
The plan was for growth, and we knew we couldn't grow without more employees. And the icing on the cake was our customers also heard all of our advertising and marketing for it.
Oh, yeah.
And we got residual business off of that.
Right.
We did it during our slower time so we'd have time to train.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we really focused on who we wanted to hit. And we didn't go to our normal media or our normal run TV shows, our TV commercials on certain shows like the news, because we're trying to hit a certain targeted audience. But I did these in the prime time. I cowboyed up and I laid down the money for some prime time spots, and I was really nervous about it. But in the end, that's who the people we wanted to bring onto our team, that's what they were watching. We totally looked at it from a different angle as to what they want to hear. When we have somebody come in and we're interviewing them, we're thinking about us and what they will bring to the team. But we got to remember, they're sitting there thinking about what they're going to get from us.
Sure.
So we tried to look at it from their angle, and we totally redid our normal marketing. And of course, you had the radio commercial that we ran as well.
Let's play it now.
Thanks for coming, John. Have a seat. So what brings you here today, and why should we hire you?
Wait, what? Are you kidding me? Why should you hire me? How about why should I work for you? Let's face it, nobody wants to work, so I want to know why I should work for you. You've got about 30 seconds to win me over. Go!
Now that's what I'm talking about. Hi, Mike Ritter from Great Lakes Heating here. At Great Lakes, we believe in a few core things. First, we believe in serving and not just selling. Second, we believe in having fun as a team. We also believe action speaks louder than words, so we challenge you. No, we dare you to come to our hiring event March 30th starting at 6 p.m. and try not to have fun. You better bring your spouse because they won't believe how we do things. Just like it takes hard work and determination to win the big game, it takes hard work and determination to be part of the Great Lakes team. You're already working hard, so there's no excuse for missing our March 30th event and see what it's like to be on a winning team that has fun.
Wow, very cool. So that was one of the pieces. What other advertising did you do?
We did something very similar to that on TV, of course. Really, that was it. We did radio. We targeted the programming and the times of the day that our current employees were listening to and watching, so mm-hmm. we could get similar ones. We had a lot posted on Facebook, and it just spread around like wildfire. A lot of shares and likes, and like I already said, we got a lot of business out of that. That particular radio commercial brought us a lot of leads coming in for new equipment because they're like, hey, if people are happy and having fun, they're going to do a better job for us. Their spouses came. A lot of spouses were there, which was wonderful because I actually had a couple come up. The husband was the one that came in for the hiring event, but the wife wanted to know if she could possibly put her name in too, because she didn't sign in originally. So that worked out well for us also.
Very cool. How far in advance did you plan this out?
We started about 2 weeks after the first of the year, and of course that one was around the Super Bowl, and we constantly hit it. So we made sure we were on a primetime show at least once a week. Right before the event, we hit it every night. So we were on all five nights that time.
And so I should have picked up on this in the ad. Did people call in and make a reservation to attend, or was it just a show-up sort of event?
It was a show-up sort of event. We ran out of parking, so we had to go outside and start moving, shuffling some cars around. Some of the team members that were there helping interview and stuff, they had to go off and park elsewhere and walk back. Yeah, next time we're going to have to do it a little bit different because being the first time we did it, we weren't expecting that sure. much of a turnout. But the residual was I got three service technicians that had over 15 years experience after this event because they heard about the event. They were skeptical, so they didn't come because, you know, technicians have bounced around after sure. you've been in the field for that long. It's all the same, so they think. But if you really have that atmosphere and that culture, the word will spread. And that event really helped spread that word. So I got those three, and then I also had another individual come on about 2 months ago that has 17 years of experience because of that hiring event.
Wow. So how many people in total showed up?
We had about 69 that showed up.
Very nice. And step me through a little bit post, okay? So 69 people showed up, ran out of space, played games with them, talked to them at the different stations. A bunch of them came in, returned the envelopes to you, and scheduled interviews. So about how many interviews did you have after that?
Well, out of the 69, not everybody felt that they would be a good sure. fit, of course, naturally. We are a little weird because we have a lot of fun. Some of them were, they just walked out. So probably, I didn't count, I'm going to say maybe 8 people left right at the very mm-hmm. end. Everybody else kind of mm-hmm. stuck around. And I hired 7 people pretty much right out of the gate. I went back and forth on another individual. I did end up bringing him on at the persistence of my assistant. Well, I'm glad that I did. And out of those 8, I have 6 of them still there. And then I also got the 3 technicians in addition to that afterwards. And then the one here just recently.
Wow. That's fabulous. So I think that says a total of 11 hires out of it. And out of those 11, you have 9 still. Is that right?
That sounds correct, yes.
Yeah. I should be able to do this math in my head. But, you know, if you think about hiring a recruiter to do it, I'm guessing that this cost you a heck of a lot less than a recruiter, and you got really good people. Does that seem right to you, or what do you think, expense-wise?
Expense-wise, I would definitely say it was cheaper, and it was a lot of fun. That's the thing. It was a lot of fun. I got to meet a lot of neat people. Even the people I didn't hire were still neat people, and they put comments on Facebook, and I got business from that.
Yeah, I was just going to say, some of those people that you didn't hire or chose not to are probably potential customers as
well. Yeah, absolutely they are. So one of the things was I had them take their picture for an extra – all of my interviews are point-based. But to get an extra point on their interview, they were to take their picture and post it on Facebook and tag us. So we had a little photo booth there with the paintball gun where they could do it in front of our van and then tag us.
Very cool. Yeah. So great results. Really innovative idea. I mean, I'm hats off to you. Great participation. I mean, your own team, like you said, got into it. They got to play along. They had fun. But they also got a say in picking who they get to work with, which I think is really nice and important. And so if you were going to do it again, and it sounds like you think you will do it again, what would you do differently in it?
RSVPs, like you said. I can't run out of parking. I know this next time I do it, I'll have even more because people are already calling and asking, hey, when are you doing that again? I heard about it. I'm like, all right. Well,
wow.
So I wouldn't have had the growth financially in 2017 had I not done this hiring event in March because I wouldn't have had the manpower to take all the call volume that we had. So I do have one regret, though, that I didn't do it again this March.
Would that be sort of the model? Do you think you'd like every March just do it routinely? Is that what you're thinking? Or
that is definitely what I am planning on doing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, cool, man. This was so great. Thank you for doing this, agreeing to sit down and talk with me about it. I think it's really an innovative idea. Kudos to you for coming up with it and executing it. And we'll need to have a follow-up at some point in time and hear what happens with the next one. So
we'll do that. Involve your team, though, because my team had a lot to say. My team is who actually made the event. They came up with a lot of the different stations.
Oh, maybe we'll bring another person in with you then.
Hey, we can do that.
Okay, cool. All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
We're always looking for good ideas and interviews for our podcast. If you have an idea or maybe you think you should be interviewed, just shoot an email to profilesinprosperity@serviceroundtable.com. That's profilesinprosperity@serviceroundtable.com. If you think what we're doing has any value, it would be very helpful if you would give us a great rating on iTunes. Thanks for your support. Hope to see you again soon. Bye.